BJP has given the call for a 12-hour strike in West Bengal tomorrow to protest the police action, which has been taking place on a march to the state secretariat, Nabonno. Today, over the rape and murder of a 31-year-old doctor in Kolkata's RG Kaur Medical College. So that's the big story that we are tracking. In fact, there was violence which took place on the streets of Kolkata today, with the Trinamool blaming the BJP of creating a conspiracy to try and destabilize the government. The BJP says the state government is part of a cover-up.
Kolkata turned a fortress. As anger spiraled on her streets, protesters marched towards Nabonno, the West Bengal secretariat. They were met with water cannons and tear gas shells as the cry for justice reached a crescendo. West Bengal police resorted to lathi charge against the protesters to disperse them during the Nabonno Abhijan. After the protesters pelted stones, broke barricades, some protesters were also detained by the police as some police officials suffered injuries.
देखिए अभी सिचुएशन पूरी तरह से कंट्रोल में है जब सब जगह से डेटा कंपाइल होगा उसके बाद लाल बाजार से ये डेटा जो है शेयर कर दिया जाएगा
Protest politics now peaks in West Bengal with the BJP and the TMC holding protests and counter protests. The BJP has demanded Mamata Banerjee's resignation and called for another 12-hour band on Wednesday, a demand student groups have largely avoided. BJP leaders have marched to the police headquarters in Lal Bazaar and have staged a sit-in demanding the release of the detained protesters.
আগামী কাল মানুষের কাছে যান হাত জোর করে মানুষকে বলুন যে কালকে দিনটা একটু কষ্ট করুন কালকে আপনার বাড়ির মেয়ের কথা চিন্তা করে আপনার বাড়ির সন্তানের কথা চিন্তা করে 12 ঘন্টার সাধারণ মন সফল করুন
কি अगर मुख्यमंत्री का ये चरित्र है तो चाहे वो पुलिस कमिश्नर हो चाहे वो ममता बनर्जी हो पहले तो इन्हें तुरंत इस्तीफा देना चाहिए
The West Bengal government meanwhile maintains that the protest is a political conspiracy to destabilize the government. And the BJP wanted to provoke the police with violence. The BJP says the Trinamool is scared of public anger.
You have seen that bloodsheds of police and even then police has done their duty. Having failed to do anything, to gain any political ground here in Bengal, BJP has now taken the path to call a band.
Even as genuine citizens protests over the brutal rape and murder of a second-year postgraduate student at the RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital continues, the lack of information over the progress in investigation is leading to doubts, and this even as more previously unknown details continue to emerge. However, the protests taking place now have more clearly stated political goals. And with these political protests taking center stage, the calls for justice, speedy trial and punishment to the accused are slowly receding into the background. With camera person Aniruddha Tripathi in Kolkata, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Shashi Panja, the Minister of Women and Child Development and Social Welfare in Bengal. Thanks, ma'am, very much for being with us. Shikha Mukherjee, the senior journalist. Dr. Shovan Das, a registrar at the Department of Nephrology and Renal Transplant at Chanok Hospital, and Dr. Shatrupa, spokesperson of the BJP. We'll also be joined by Shopun Das Gupta, who I spoke to a little while back, a member of the BJP's national executive. Shashi Panja, let me come to you first. The BJP says that it's the Trinamool that's politicizing the protests. There is no conspiracy which is taking place. How would you respond? All right, we don't have her at the moment. Let me, in fact, go across to Shikha Mukherjee. Shikha, we'll get the political leaders out and up on our links in a moment. But as I keep reading about this case, it just strikes me that, you know, we're talking less about the woman who lost her life and the case and the progress in the investigations and more about the politics. Do you believe that that's what's happened over here?
You know, I think the progress on the case is what is exercising people, including someone like me, because that's the first base. We need answers to why this girl was raped and why she was killed. The second thing is that without that progress, these young junior doctors who are protesting in West Bengal, their careers are on the line. Their studying is on the line. They're student doctors. They're not fully trained doctors as yet. They are protesting, and they've been protesting for almost 3 weeks now. They need to have some closure on this. And if the political protest demanding Mamata Banerjee's resignation becomes the principal issue, then what happens to how the public feel? And let me give you a very simple measure of how the public feels. If the public was not patient with the junior doctors remaining on strike, which is certainly affecting the services available in public hospitals, there would have been mobs in these hospitals demanding that service. We have seen it before. This hasn't happened. People are being patient, and they're being patient for a reason. They too want answers. What they don't want is the politics of this resignation. The fact that the junior doctors have stayed very, very far away from everything that is overtly political, that has a banner of politics on it, is another indication that they trust nobody.
Sure. Dr. Shovandas, would you agree with Shikha Mukherjee that the lack of information on the circumstances in which that doctor was raped and murdered so many weeks after it took place, there is no sense of closure as a result, and the protest can carry on without an answer to the real question over here?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because since the incident, how many days have been passed? But we are still in a dark loop. We don't know what's going on. Since the day of one of the incident, we found that there was a large scale hush-up of the incident, and now it is being proved day by day that there was a large conspiracy to demolish the crime scene so that it becomes very difficult to nab them, and also to get the proper evidence to arrest them by the CBI. We found that there is a lot of misinformation was given by the Kolkata police and the administration. And it is not only the misinformation to the media and also to the common people, but not only that, but it's so hard. It is hurtful that it was the misinformation given to the parents of the, our Abhaya. And that is completely unacceptable. And so this hush up and all these things which are, it seems to be that the health department and the administration and the state government trying to hide something which is making a large, huge and crowd, not only to our students or the medical students or the senior doctors. And it is spreading everywhere in the Bengal, in the districts, in the states and all the country and throughout the world. We really are getting angry on that.
Okay. Shashi Panja, the Trinamool has said today that this is a political movement, the protests now, which you say have been led by the BJP, student protesters who are very much a part of this, say that while the BJP may be a part of it, it is essentially a student protest. So caught between the politics of the Trinamool and the BJP are student protesters who want a genuine answer, and they aren't getting that. How would you respond to that?
You see, the protesting doctors, the junior doctors, are on strike, and their protests and the cause has been supported by even Honorable Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. They are looking for justice. We are waiting for justice too. So much the wild allegations with not an iota of truth of the previous speaker or panelist who's here. I think this is the kind of misinformation which should not go around. We have to understand that CBI is doing the investigation and we are waiting for the outcome of the investigation. The Supreme Court is doing a hearing of the case and has called because it took suo motu cognizance. So the state government will also respond through its counsel and CBI will also respond through its counsel, and we are waiting for the next date to be on 5th September. This is as clear as in that. Now, in the name of Chhatra Samaj, this is the first time even Bengal came to know of this kind of an organization, of course, which has no background, because basically it consists of persons who gave the clarion call for this Navanna Vijan. They all belong to either RSS or BJP. And they have not even denied those claims that they said they submitted. Well, having said that, we also saw yesterday videos which have surfaced in which they have spoken about dead body politics. I mean, what they need was there should be a body, there should be a dead body, and so that they could do politics, and that's what would be the success, the parameter, the benchmark of the Abhyan, which took to, place today.
All right, I want to get a quick response on that.
That didn't happen.
What happened was... Dr. Shatrupa of the BJP, you made a specific point. In fact, Dr. Shatrupa, the Trinamool leader Jayaprakash Mojumdar has alleged, and I quote, the BJP leadership has been told that unless a Nandigram-type incident happens and there are dead bodies, the tide will not turn in the BJP's favor. Is the BJP instigating violence in Bengal?
Vishnu, good evening to you and all the other panelists. You know, I really would not like to respond to somebody who you just mentioned, Jayaprakash Mojumdar, who's kind of traversed all parties and is probably heading somewhere else now. But yes, what Dr. Shashi Pandya has said, because I sincerely respect her, even if she's from a different party and we're in violent opposition amongst the parties. Then we are not instigating violence, as it is being put very lightly. We are an elected opposition with the single largest opposition. We have been sent to Vidhan Sabha by some 2 crore 30 lakh people. 77 MLAs. I don't think they have sent us to sing praises of Mamata Banerjee. Whenever, as a responsible opposition, it is our obligation that whenever we see anything wrong in the government, we are going to point it out. And when you have something as blatant as this, where of course Dr. Shashi Pandya was in her own way, she was saying that they are also waiting for justice. I don't know what justice the Chief Minister is waiting for after having deliberately allowed wiping off justice. You know, even if I don't know what tall claims she's saying the doctor has made, I'm not even getting into that. But we have seen the police, Kolkata police, being completely lackadaisical as far as securing the scene of the crime, as far as picking up people and questioning them.
But Dr. Shatrupa, just in terms of new developments, it's this allegation very strong made by the Trinamool Congress, which in fact Dr. Pandya referred to as well, of videos having emerged which suggest that leaders in the BJP want dead bodies to turn the tide in the BJP's favour. She didn't use those words, but she did suggest that there was some sort of a plot. And you say you don't want to respond to the leader in question, but reply to what she said.
I'm telling you, I know, I've seen the 2 videos that the Trinamool is circulating. Firstly, as somebody who has been with the party from 1986, I sincerely do not recognize the 2 people there. It doesn't matter whether I recognize them or not, but one has to understand, if you look at the videos, they're pretty dubious in nature. The kind of videos that Trinamool had somewhere scrounged up from to counter our Sandesh Khali claims, they seem to be like that. Now, even if for a moment I agree with Dr. Shashi Pandya and the rest of the Trinamool who are circulating these videos, one has to understand that I don't think these 2 people or 3 people on the video, because there is a 3rd person who one of them is talking to, are decision makers. And now I am sure. Firstly, we have been, even our state president has said that today's rally was a call from the Chhatra Samaj, so to say. That doesn't mean that they're an organization. Just like we had all the women on the streets for Rat Dakhal, just like we had the football supporters on the road.
Right.
On the road,
police trying. All right. So the people in the video, you believe,
this
are
was
not
a clarion call by
representatives
the
of the BJP. Let me get a response from Dr. Pandya. Half a second, Dr. Shatrupa. Go ahead, Dr. Pandya. Yes.
Now, I just wanted to say this, that even now, as we speak, Kolkata police has released pictures of the so-called protesters. But actually, they were hooligans, not protesters. In the name of students, and there was not students, they were miscreants. And these pictures also, and even live several channels have picked them up and identified them to be BJP supporters and BJP workers and not at all students. No, not even a link to being a student.
No, but that is the BJP all evident isn't on denying camera. That some of their workers are part of these protests. That there were students is a fact. No, no, that there were BJP workers is also a fact.
No, you must understand, Vishnuji, that... No, 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 Vishnuji, you must understand that all this while since yesterday, BJP has been saying that it is a non-political party and, I mean, non-political organization and they have no linkage whatsoever. But they have walked today with them and now there was vandalism, hooliganism, rowdism, they've beaten up the police. The police had shown restraint, resilience and absolutely total patience. Why did this happen today? You see, this idea of calling a bandh tomorrow is what? Because today, BJP feels that they could not garner enough, you know, advantage out of today's so-called demonstration. So tomorrow, again, another scene, another chance. Let's pick up another chance for a 12-hour bandh. This is what their only agenda is, so unfortunate. And that they want to, we have time and again said, that they want to stop Bengal or its any kind of development. You know, of the, I can refer you to a high court, the Mumbai High Court verdict and a similar kind of a bandh that the parties were calling in Maharashtra. And they came down very heavily saying that you cannot disturb industry, okay, commerce and whatever activities which happen throughout the day. Moreover, these students, what are they? They're asking for justice in the name of hooliganism and beating up police. Is this the justice? All well, right. The joint platform of doctors have distanced away. I mean, the doctors who were actually grieving and also protesting.
All right, have just give me a half a second.
Categorically mentioned that I this just is want not to, because our protest.
Right. I want to go across to Shikha Mukherjee. Ma'am, as journalists, we know that whenever there is an investigation in this country, whether it's done by the ED or the CBI or the police, there is information which emerges. Without getting into whether that is necessarily correct, do you not believe that the glaring lack of information in this rape and murder, was there one person or was there more than one person? The person who's been accused, what exactly do we know about him? Were other people involved? Some of the most basic information is missing. Does that not seem incredibly suspicious?
You know, Vishnu, I'm actually surprised that no one seems to have an answer to how this particular suspicious person who's now been, who's now in jail and under investigation, this Sanjay Roy person, no one seems to know how he knew that this girl would be in a room all by herself at 3:50 a.m. in the morning. No one is telling us either. No one's bothered to even think that this is a question worth responding to. We would also like to know, why is it that she was raped? And why is it that on that day she was raped and why she was murdered? There are no answers to it, Vishnu. How is that possible? 3 weeks and all kinds of information. You know, Sandeep Ghosh is being investigated. Polygraph tests are being done. Now some ASI of the police is being investigated. How is that going to give me information on how this guy got information on where this girl was at 3:50 a.m. in the morning? That's not normal.
No, it isn't.
He knew where he was going and he knew where he would be, and everybody knows when he left. So how was he there? And why if he was there, why was this girl raped? What is the answer?
Dr. Shovandas, there have been so many theories which have done the rounds of there being a larger plot. At one level, this was a rape and murder. On the other level, there were all sorts of questions which have been raised about the hospital, its administration, its principal. Do you believe that we have enough information at this stage to draw a link between how the hospital was being run and this particular crime?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is not a single, this is not an incident which is being started now. It's a big corruption was going on at the RG Corp Medical College. We from the Joint Platform of Doctors and from the West Bengal Doctors Forum, we repeatedly gave letter to the Principal Secretary of Health and also the Health Administration that there are a lot of corruption was going, and we have also submitted a lot of documents in the past. And for that reason, this principal, this alleged principal, Mr. Sandeep Ghosh, I'm really, I don't like this, telling a doctor, this Mr. Sandeep Ghosh, was transferred three times from the Ajikar Medical College. And surprisingly, how powerful it was, I don't know from where the power was coming to him, that within 48 hours, he's being reinstituted in as the principal. Not only that, after this gruesome incident, we also seen that when he was giving resignation from his post of the principal, but how much powerfully he is having, I don't know where, from where it is coming, that he's reinstituted as a prize posting from another medical college. This
strongly, in fact, Dr. Shashi Pandey, we've not got an answer to that question at all. How is the principal of a college where a horrible murder has taken place transferred to another post, you know, a similar post in another college? Didn't the state government know what it was doing?
No, Vishnu, I can only say this much, that ours is a government and we are a biological government. You know, we are not a non-biological government. So we will have our imperfections. If 99 times we may be right, there will be once when we are wrong.
But ma'am, that's hardly an answer, ma'am. Why did it happen?
We are accepting there may be imperfections. But, no, Vishnuji, that is in no way linked to the fact that who are the culprits? You see, you can continue to question the former principal. He is being questioned daily by CBI. He can be arrested by him, by them and be questioned. How am I supposed to have the answer? It's the CBI which is supposed to give the answer as to who the culprits are. And when you are talking about corruption, there's another CBI team which has been constituted to look into the allegations of corruptions. We are not defending all that. We are not at all defending. Let everything come out, but root question is, who are the culprits?
Yeah.
You see, no point digressing from the main crime which took place,
later,
and we want answers to that.
To
so
the
man
are.
Was arrested?
No.
Well, look, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. A little while earlier on, I spoke to the member of the BJP's national executive, Shopun Das Gupta, on the protests that we are seeing in Kolkata today and the politics over those protests. Here's what he said. Well, it's been a day when in Kolkata, a lot of violence, tear gassing, and a lot of political commentary on both sides. Well, joining us now for his views, Mr. Shopun Das Gupta. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. Shopunda, the Trinamool says that this was a BJP-backed protest that we've been seeing all day in Kolkata. Is that the case? How would you respond?
Well, I think BJP was certainly a part of the protest, but right? to call it exclusively a BJP event would be to probably overstate the importance of the BJP in political life. But, you know, this, what is there is that there are students who went there quite spontaneously. Partly there was a very large student community, not only in Kolkata, but also from the districts which joined in. There was a smaller contingent of the BJP, and there was also a significant contingent of very concerned citizens who felt that, you know, they had to express themselves. The same lot of people who turned up on the 14th night, the midnight of the 14th of August, all over West Bengal, and I guess all over the country even. So there is, certainly BJP is a part of it, but there is a spontaneous disquiet on the part of a lot of people, that things are not going well in Bengal. And this rape and horrific murder of a junior doctor in Ajikar personifies all that is rotten in the state.
Shopunda, the government says, the state government says that there hasn't been permission given to this march. And therefore, the march, when it did take place, you know, was against the law, was against the rules. Again, how would you respond?
Well, I think that's probably correct in the sense that the police, one group of people didn't even know how to approach the police. That was the student body. Then there was another group of people who were the people who were agitating for the DA, the DNS allowance for state government. They put in a request and it was turned down by the police authorities on the grounds that there's some exams which are going on and something or the other. So, technically, they're right that there was no formal permission which was given for this march. But as we all know, The notice for this march was given about 6 days in advance or 5 days in advance. So everyone knew about it. I think it's a question of mere technicality. So if you want to play the technical game, if you want to highlight technicality, yes, the police are right.
I think one of the most concerning aspects of just this protest is that several student activists, apparently who were involved in distributing food to other activists and others who were participating in these protests, have apparently disappeared. A couple of names, Shobhajit Ghosh, Purokesh Pandit, Gautam Senapati, etc., etc. I don't know if they've been found at the time right now as I speak to you, but they couldn't be traced. They weren't answering their phones. Do you believe that there's been this proactive action by the police in hunting down student activists, some of which might be very illegal?
Last night, after a lot of students held a meeting, some of them were picked up in Howrah Station. I think four of them, we know that for a fact, yeah. Four of them were picked up in Howrah Station by the policemen, and we know that they are probably in, and I think the police have also admitted, some of them went underground as a result of it. Switched off their phones and, they decided that, rather than get picked up by the police, which they feared, they went. Now, whether they are safe, whether that is what they're doing, whether they're just being, they're in hide, willfully in hiding, or they've been picked up by the police, is not. But, yes, certainly, the manner, what is very clear about this is that there's a certain reputation of the state police just gone around. And that reputation says it's not a question of disbelieving somebody when they say that the police can actually pick up and do something not very nice or pleasant with all these people. After all, this murder of this junior doctor was half of the kerfuffle today is partly because the police willfully tried to shield the culprits. So the reputation of the police in West Bengal is certainly very, very dodgy. And all these suspicions come from that.
Shobhita, what I find disturbing at one level deeply is that, while we talk about the politics and we talk about the protests and, who's responsible, who's not responsible, we aren't really talking about the crime itself and the fact that we know so little about what happened. We still don't know so many days later whether this was one person involved or whether this was a gang rape. There are some vague details which have taken place. We are both journalists. You've been a journalist for decades, longer than me. But doesn't that disturb you that this basic piece of information is not out?
It's actually very, very disturbing, Vishnu. But the fact that, the very elementary procedures, which in a suspicious death, possibly a murder, were not taken. The body was hurriedly cremated.
Yes.
After a post-mortem, which people today recognize is dodgy. Number one. Number two, the scene of the crime was not sealed off. It was just allowed to be. And thirdly, certain construction or destruction work was allowed to proceed alongside. Fourthly, for a long time, the director of the institute, whose role in this whole thing was certainly not above suspicion, he was not questioned. It really required the Supreme Court to say that give it to the CBI for this man to be actually questioned. And he's a kingpin of this. And more than that, how do you explain? And certainly I like to always think the worst of anybody who's in political power. But if a man is being removed because his actions his acts as a director are suspicious, then you don't, within 10 hours or something, you don't reappoint him to an equally important position. Which suggests that, this man has got a clean chit to do whatever he feels like. So all these various questions, and even till now, one of the reasons, there's a lot of people who say that the CBI hasn't been able to arrest anybody, etc. How the hell do you do when there's a en masse destruction of evidence which has taken place in this place, in this case. Yeah. And you know, you can sort of arrest people on suspicion, but anything which will stand in court, no, I think that's been destroyed. So what we might get, a very unfortunate situation, is that people might get just prosecuted for destruction of evidence rather than murder.
All right. Well, that I mean, that's horrific if that if this were all the way, which is that. Look, thank you very much, Shobhanda, for being with us and, you know, explaining your thoughts on this very, very sad episode. Thanks very much indeed.